Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Knoxville Public Library Director Rosalyn Thompson about August events coming up at the Knoxville Public Library.
We are talking about August events coming up here at the Knoxville Public Library. First of all, I guess we should start right at the beginning here. Looks like the summer reading program is just wrapping up. Tell us a little bit about that and what folks are able to do now with that.
Yes, so all of the folks who did the extra reading logs, they have them turned in and they can come by the library and pick up their prizes. So we had a very good turnout of people who did the extra reading logs. We're also handing out prizes for all of those kids, adults, teens who have completed their reading logs. There are still some prizes waiting, so come by the library and pick up your prizes.
All right, book club is coming up this coming Monday. What's mm-hmm. taking place that day?
Yeah, so book club meets on the second Monday of each month, and this month we are reading a really good book, and it is one called 13 Ways to Kill Your Community. And so, because you know that reverse psychology, it talks about all the different ways that you can grow and thrive in your community. It's a really good book, and actually it's one that that we would love to do as a countywide read at some point. But anyway, book club meets on Monday at 1:30.
And then moving on, the very next day is the adult DIY. What's taking place that night?
Yeah, we always offer a lot of fun programming to do for mostly adults, but also older children or teens. And they are going to do window painting. So Stacy has gotten hold of some old windows and some paint and brushes. We provide all of the materials. And people are coming to that and doing some fun painting. We are actually requiring that people register for this. And right now we are at maximum capacity. We actually have about 19 or 20 people signed up for that. But DIY is always offered on the second Tuesday of each month. So always check to see what fun programming we have for that.
And then later on in the month is the International Film Fan Club, right?
I know. That's one of my favorite things to do. And we decided that we would resume the showing of international films. And this one is a fun one. It is a French movie and it's called Nicholas on Holiday. And it's about a boy and his family going to the beach and all the hijinks that they get up to. And that is at 6:00 on the 19th of August.
And of course, this interview is going to be airing during Knoxville Nationals, a whole bunch more people than usual in town. I suppose you normally see an uptick in traffic here at the library, right?
Yes, we do. And mostly people from out of town, people who are coming to watch the races and don't have internet out at the campgrounds. And they usually come to the library to make use of our Wi-Fi or the computers. So we're always happy to see them.
And I understand you have been working on a new website here for quite some time, and that's going to be launching soon here, right?
Yeah, it'll be a new and improved website. We hope that is easy for people to make use of. And we've been populating it with all kinds of information, and with the help of the State Library of Iowa, we have a new website that we will be launching on the 9th of August. So get ready for that. And we welcome any questions people may have about how they can access their account or access any of the information on the new website. Still same URL, but just new, enhanced, improved.
Anything else we haven't touched on here going on in August that we need to go over before we wrap up?
We will be closing early on the 31st of August because as part of our continuing education, the staff will do some training, and so we'll be closing at 4:00 that day. But it's a great workshop and one that the staff will benefit from.
Thanks to Knoxville Public Library Director Roslyn Thompson for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.